Hello and welcome to Optimal Life. Brought to you on the RPH Network, it's a program just for us older ones. Today we're going to ask the question, what if I do not want to retire? We've got safety tips for seniors living alone. And bruising as we age. It is quite an interesting study. Well, first up today, we're asking the question, what if I do not want to retire? And it's taken from a website, Do Not Retire or Buy a Home Too Early. Don't retire early. Retiring early has been the ultimate dream for many. Who wouldn't want to cut out the 9-to-5 existence by the age of 50? Hey, maybe even 30. But before withdrawing from the world to spend your days sipping pina coladas, however, consider early retirement might be bad. It might not be so healthy for your mind or your happiness. Cross-sectional studies have found that workers who retire early tend to be less happy than those who stay at work. That is, those who stay through to the age of 65. Additional studies also found a connection between retirement and memory, or, as some economists call it, mental retirement. Drawing on a memory test data from the US, England, and 11 other European countries, researchers had amazing finds. Now, this is interesting. They found the earlier people retired, the more their cognitive abilities declined. Now, I'm just going to say that again. This fairly extensive study showed the earlier people retired, the more their cognitive abilities declined. While the research does not indicate specific elements of work that might help maintain one's mental sharpness, the study was pretty conclusive. It found that even work itself was not stimulating. There's evidence that social skills and personality skills, things like getting up in the morning, dealing with people, knowing the value of being prompt and trustworthy, these are also important. The author says he's not against early retirement. He says, I'll bet there are a bunch of early retirees who have no regrets at all. Ask any financial planner. They'll tell you that they went on a separate happy retiree from unhappy working life. It just comes down to having a solid pre-retirement plan. Now, another heading says embrace getting older. Forget what you've heard about having a midlife crisis. In fact, getting older is a pretty good predictor of happiness. That was among the findings of a longitudinal study from the University of Alberta in Canada. It looked at participants' happiness levels as they aged from 14 to 43. Participants self-defined and self-reported their well-being on a scale from not happy to very happy. The study found that over a 25-year period, as individuals aged, they generally grew happier. The increase in happiness remained even when controlling for variables, such as gender, marital status, unemployment, and physical health. Okay, the idea here, stop worrying about getting older. Chances are that whenever you see yourself in 5 years, you're going to be happier when you get there. Well, a fairly short but interesting article. It said retiring early. Researchers in England, 11 European countries, they found the earlier people retired, the more their cognitive abilities declined. But the other one here, it says embrace getting older. Normally, as people get older, they get happier. So what is it? Retire early and live a long time. Heard a good joke on that the other day. The fella said, I'm going to live forever. So far, so good. This is Optimal Life, and you're listening to the RPH Network. Next up, we're going to look at safety tips for seniors who live alone. Again, this is taken from the web. It's Home Safety Tips for Seniors. Today, roughly 28% of seniors live alone. While many seniors enjoy living alone and want to maintain their independence for as long as possible, living alone can pose some problems, serious security threats to seniors. Now, luckily, there are ways to ensure that living alone is safer for seniors around the country. Now, safety tips. Many seniors living alone is ideal. Whether they want to continue driving, caring for themselves, or interacting with their friends and communities. There are many ways they can do this. Living alone is a major benefit for many seniors around the country. For seniors who want to continue living alone as long as possible, we've got many safety tips here. Help your security for years to come. Now, the first one's pretty obvious. Stay in good health. One of the biggest risks for seniors who live alone is injury. If a senior slips and falls and there's nobody around to help them, a simple concussion can become serious. It can become life-threatening. Because of this, it is essential for seniors who live alone to stay as healthy as possible. Things like exercise, a healthy diet, an active social life, drinking plenty of water. These drastically cut down on health risks that face solitary seniors. They make it much easier for seniors to remain safe and happy in their own homes. The second tip here is build a close circle of friends. Senior isolation is a big problem, and it's one of the single most dangerous things for seniors who live alone. While living alone does not always mean being lonely, the two things go hand in hand for many seniors. This is a potentially life-threatening mixture of things. According to a study in 2012, published in Proceedings of the National Academy for Seniors, it said senior isolation has a dramatic impact on mortality rates. It increases them markedly in seniors aged 52 and older. What's more, senior isolation can contribute to depression, poor health, and worsening of cognitive decline. With this in mind, it's clear that one of the primary things seniors living alone can do to stay safe and healthy is to maintain an active social life. Seeing friends on a regular basis is a fantastic way to boost health and well-being. You develop a support system so that, if anything goes wrong, the senior has people to call on. Number 3. Keep plenty of medication on hand. If a senior who lives alone runs out of medication, it can be a devastating situation. Because of this, specialists recommend that seniors keep extra medication on hand. Obviously, so that running out prematurely does not lead to disastrous events. In addition to preventing frantic trips to the pharmacy, this approach also makes it easier to stay on track in the event that a senior misplaces his or her medication. Develop a disaster kit. All people, and especially seniors, should have a disaster preparedness kit on hand. This kit, meant to be used in the event of power outages, freezing weather, natural disasters. Now, it should include survival supplies as well: dried food, blankets, bottled water, flashlight, matches, candles, and medical supplies. It's ideal for tending to one's need while help arrives. This simple little disaster kit can make severe weather or rolling blackouts easier for seniors to endure. This is when you're on your own. Now, I'm going to say that again, what you should have in there. And it's simple, I hadn't thought about this. You have a problem, bad weather, blackout, people can't get to you. Have survival supplies. Now, they're pretty sensible. Dried food, blankets, plenty of bottled water, a flashlight, matches, candles, and medical supplies. You can stay going for a long time on your own with that. The fifth hint, keep the home in good repair. A home that features preventable hazards like exposed cords or slippery stairs is dangerous for seniors who live alone. In fact, the National Report on Seniors' Health says that over 1 million seniors go to the emergency room as a result of falls each year. With this in mind, keep the home in good repair to prevent dangerous hazards that could harm a senior. Things like mats and floorboards and stairs that don't sit neatly on the floor. Number 6. Lock your doors and windows. When a senior lives alone, the risk of theft and burglary is very real. Because of this, it's wise for seniors to be smart about home security. This means locking the doors and windows. Ensure the entire house is locked up when nobody's at home. In addition to preventing break-ins, this step also ensures that seniors' safety stays intact. The seventh thing, consider an alert system. In the last few years, there have been several new senior alert systems hit the market. Things like Life Alert. These systems can be very helpful for seniors who live alone. In the event of a fall or an accident, the senior simply presses a button. It can be worn on a necklace, most commonly. Help is then summoned. This is an excellent idea for any senior who lives alone. Number 8, I thought this was a good one. Install a peephole in your door. Seniors are often targeted by scammers and thieves. Because of this, it's smart for all seniors to install peepholes in their doors. Why? Well, you can keep tabs on who's knocking on your door before you decide to open it. While this is quite a simple security tip, it can go a long way toward ensuring the senior's safety and security for years to come. Number 9. Install a home security system. Depending on a senior's needs and requirements, a home security system is a wonderful way to keep the senior safe and secure. These are available in various configurations and options. Home security systems keep a visual eye on the home and property. This means that a senior or family member can keep an eye on the goings-on and spot any suspicious activity. The 10th tip. Develop a list of emergency contacts. Emergency contacts are critical for any senior who lives alone. To ensure safety and proper care in the event of an accident or injury, all seniors should develop a list of emergency contacts. Keep it by the phone. This list should include the senior's medical professional, family members, and friends. Hey, here's a good one. It says install motion-activated lights. These help spot suspicious activity and stop it in its tracks. For the utmost safety and security, install these lights over prominent windows, doors, and seniors' property. It helps prevent break-ins and ensures that neighbours or passers-by can spot any problem. It might be an attempted burglary. Number 12. Have friends or family pick up packages and mail when you travel. If the senior goes away to visit friends or family for a period, a friend or a member should retrieve their mail. Any packages from the doorsteps. This is so the house does not look vacant. Something that can discourage would-be thieves and help keep their property safer. Well, the 13th tip, install handholds and bars in the bathroom. Now, I'm just going to add a reader's note here. There's more accidents happen in the bathroom than anywhere else in the house, so be careful. It even says here the bathroom is the most dangerous place for seniors who live alone. Thanks to water and slippery floors, this is one of the high-risk places for a fall. Because of this, seniors should consider installing handholds and bars in the bathroom, particularly around the shower and the toilet. They will make falls less likely. One of the other things here is check mats and steps for trips and falls. Here's a good one. Check in often. Seniors who live alone should check in often with friends and family members. This allows the support system to help if something is awry. It makes it easier for loved ones to spot potential dangers. Things like Red Cross calls and other checkups are a good idea. Okay, some great tips there for seniors living alone. I'm just going to briefly run through them again. Number 1 was stay in good health. Number 2, build a close circle of friends. The third one, keep plenty of medication on hand. Number 4 I thought was interesting, develop a disaster kit. Mainly dried fruits, water and a few other things too, blankets, etc. But you never know, you might have a blackout or a storm, people can't get to you. You could live for days on the simple things. Number 5, keep the home in good repair, avoid falls and trips. Lock the doors and windows. Consider an alert system, one of these stay-safe things where if you fall, etc., you push the button. Install a home security, most important. Develop a list of emergency contacts, the doctor and family, etc., but keep it by the phone. Do not lose it. Install motion-activated lights. Have friends or family pick up packages when you go away, pick up your mail, etc. Install handholds and bars in the bathroom. Remember, the bathroom is the most dangerous room in the house. And check in often. Have someone check you or you check in with others often. Ring them up. Maybe Red Cross calls, etc. Take it easy. If you're living alone, it can be great. But be careful and take precautions. Bruising as we age. Why you bruise so easily? Are you always covered in bruises? Well, here's why. When you damage blood vessels close to the surface of your skin, they can leak. This creates a darker, more sensitive area called a bruise. You may knock your leg against a table leg and anticipate a bruise. You may simply find them along your arms and legs and wonder how they got there. Some people bruise more easily than others. There are a number of reasons why here. Firstly, aging. As you get older, you begin to lose the fatty layer below the surface of your skin. This helps to protect your blood vessels from harm. With less protection, things like bumping your leg on the bed frame is far more likely to leave a bruise. Another one is sun exposure. If you've spent a lot of time in the sun, it's likely that the blood vessels on the backs of your arms and hands have been damaged by exposure. This makes them weak and more susceptible to bruising. Then there's diabetes. If you do not manage your blood sugar levels, over time, high blood sugar levels can damage your blood vessels. This makes you more susceptible to long-lasting bruises. And some steroids can make your skin more fragile. Some antibiotics can make you more susceptible to bruising as well. Just an article there of a bit of interest, I suppose, why we bruise easily or more easily as we age. Firstly, aging is one, he said. Exposure to the sun can do it too, damage the veins. And medicines and antibiotics can also have an effect. We've looked a bit at retirement recently, and this is again retirement planning. Do I have to retire by a certain age? What is best? The retirement age in Australia is not yet set in stone. You can retire whenever you want to, but your health, financial situation, employment opportunities, individual preferences, superannuation plans, and your partner's needs could all play a big part in when you do retire. With that in mind, we're going to look at a few topics and pointers here. Firstly, it says, how much money will I need for retirement and where will I get it? Saving for retirement. This can help you prepare financially for the future. Industry figures show that individuals and couples aged 65 who are looking to retire today need an annual budget of over $44,000. It's between $44,000 and $61,000. They need this to fund a comfortable style, assuming they own their own home outright and are in relatively good health. Now there's a sign here, it says, to live a modest lifestyle in retirement, which is considered better than living on the age pension, you would need an annual budget of $27,700, or a couple need an annual budget of $40,700. Now, I guess that's the minimum. These figures are helpful when thinking of retirement planning strategies. Think about how you want to live in your retirement. Add up any potential income sources you may have to support yourself. This could include things like superannuation funds. There's government entitlements, investments, savings, or an expected inheritance. This next one I feel is important. As a retiree myself, it's what recreational activities are on my to-do list. I think this is most important to think about. When you retire, you'll very likely have more time for the things that you enjoy most. Australians are living and remaining active for a lot longer. In your spare time, through your physical and mental well-being, and whether you'll need a bit of extra money to do the things you enjoy, such things as sports, hobbies, travelling, eating out. Next item we look at is how and when will I access my super? A big question. Your superannuation plan can make a big difference to your financial planning for your retirement. It's handy to have an idea of when you can and will access your super. Generally, you can start accessing your super when you reach preservation age, which will be between 55 and 60. Now, this depends on when you were born. As for what you do with your super, which from the age 60 is typically accessible tax-free, you'll have a few options. If you want more financial flexibility, you could access a portion of your super balance via a transaction or retirement pension. That's a TTR. You can do this while continuing to work full-time, part-time, or casually. Alternatively, if you want to retire, you can choose to take your super as a lump sum or move it into an account-based pension or annuity if you want a regular income stream. There will be different tax implications for different persons. Your super does not guarantee an income for life, so it can be valuable to seek professional advice on this. The next point, will I be eligible for government entitlements? Now, we touched on this a few weeks ago. Here's a little more information. If you're thinking about retirement planning in Australia, there are some government payments that you may be eligible for. These could be along with your savings, government benefits such as the age pension, maybe a carer's allowance, disability support pension. These could be an important part of your retirement income. Make sure that you check this out, and Centrelink is the very best place to go. Will I be entering retirement debt-free? And of course, this is up to yourself. A report found nearly 4 in 5 people aged 50 to 65 have household debt. When planning retirement, you may want to consider if you'll be carrying debt into your retirement. Think early, if you can, about ways to reduce it sooner rather than later. Some of the things you could do, work out your debts and what they total. Do a comparison of what you earn, owe, and spend. Look into whether you might benefit from rolling all your debts into one. Pay your debts on time to avoid additional charges. To pay the full amount rather than the minimum amount owing. Look at whether you can afford to make extra payments. Shop around for providers with a lower interest rate and no annual fee. The next item is, do I have other matters that need addressing? Firstly, insurance. You might have insurance, but it's worth checking you have the right type, enough of it for your retirement planning. After all, what you require in retirement could be different to when you were working. Investment preferences. Investments are part of many retirement planning strategies. When you're retiring, it's worth reviewing your investment style and options that you've chosen. Review them, they could be different from your working life. In retirement, you might also consider a more conservative approach. This would be different to when you were younger. Generally, you have more time to ride out market highs and lows. Estate planning. On top of that, think about your estate needs. Have you documented how you want your assets to be distributed after you've gone? Have you looked after it? Can you make decisions later in life? And will I relocate or downsize? Your living arrangements in retirement could make a lot of difference to your available cash. And do I want final super contributions? The more you can put into your super before retiring, the more money you're likely to have when you retire. That's pretty obvious, I guess. If you invest some of your before-tax income into your super, known as salary sacrifice, these amounts generally will be taxed at 15%, which is lower than normal. Keep in mind that if you're 65 or over, you may still be able to continue to make contributions to your superannuation. Few ideas and tips there for your retirement. How much money will I need for retirement and where will I get it? What recreational activities are on my to-do list? How will I access my super? Will I get government entitlements? Will I be entering retirement debt-free? Do I have any matters that need addressing? And finally, do I want to make further contributions to my superannuation? Well, I hope that's been helpful. It's a big consideration now, our retirement. I know we spend a lot of time on it in this program, but hopefully it's been worthwhile for you. Good luck. Well, that's about all we have time for. You've been listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. My name's Dave Jeffrey, and I'd like to say thank you very much for being with me. As always, if you've got any comments on this program, anything you'd like more of or less of, subjects we should deal with, give me a call, Dave Jeffrey, on Sydney 02-9518-8811. Love to hear from you. Look forward to your company again soon. Bye for now.